The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Welcome to the Rescue Worker Space Channel. I'm so glad that you have joined us for this journey of experience Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. Well, today is our first episode of this journey, and I pray that you'll be blessed abundantly as we walk together in the Gospel of Luke. Today I'll try to explain what will happen every time we get together to spend some time in the Gospel of Luke. We'll have a few segments that will take place. And one of the first ones, and very important, is to understand the model of Jesus' apprentices. Well, the model of Jesus' apprentices is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. Our goal as apprentices of Jesus, it is to be like him, to love like him, to serve like him, to be like him. And if we are able to focus on this model of loving God, loving ourselves, and loving others, we will be able to follow Jesus' footsteps. Because we were created according to the image of God. So following Jesus, the perfect image of God, is the way that God has designed us to live our lives. So every day we'll start this moment of walking with you in the book of Luke, reciting the model. Okay? So every Sunday we'll share on our media, right? You can check our website, therescueworker.com. Therescueworker.com. And there you can see that we have a Facebook page, a YouTube page, Instagram, we have Twitter, and we have a podcast as well. So there's many ways for you to connect with us. And through those means, we want to share with you every Sunday what are the verses that we are being studying throughout that week. So the goal is for you to read small portions of the book of Luke so you can spend time, reflect, and try to emulate Jesus in our lives. What is very important for us as well is to try to have a memory verse for the week. So from the reading of the week, we'll have a special verse that we'll recite, that we will repeat every time together throughout that week. We need to memorize God's word, keep his word in our heart. That is a blessing. That was the way that Jesus defeated Satan and his temptations, as he memorized the word of God. He said the word of God as a way to defeat the devil. And the memory verse for this week is verse 4, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Powerful. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, okay? So that is our memory verse for this week, this first week. This first week is a very unique week because somehow we want to spend this week on the four first verses of Luke. And our goal is to give you a glimpse, an overview of the book, so you can keep in mind what is ahead of you and what are the goals. Who's the author of the book? What's the purpose? How this book came to be. Those are important questions and important information for you to embrace and somehow to understand what God has reserved for you. Well, before we read every day the verses and reflect upon them, we will have a moment of preparing yourselves for that moment with God, to hear His voice, to experience Him. You see, we can come to Jesus at any time and any way. There is no doubt of that. However, sometimes I think we miss the blessings that God has reserved for us because we don't prepare ourselves to meet with Jesus. You know, you have many issues, challenges that sometimes take our time, our energy, and even our thoughts. And sometimes if we don't put those voices, powers, and concerns aside, we may not be blessed as we could be if we had a clear channel between us and God. So what I want to propose and encourage you is to find ways to create a space where you can meet with God, to clear the air, to ask Him for a special arena where you can meet with Him. Sometimes when we are so busy or nervous, people say to us, take a deep breath, right? Slow down. And sometimes we need to slow down as well. Slow down with the voices, with the concerns, so we can hear God's voice. Sometimes in my moment of preparing to be with Jesus, I have this prayer where I use my hands, a visual. So I have my hands closed, and for me, that represents the issues and the concerns that I'm struggling. I'm struggling being a parent, or I'm struggling being a pastor, and those thoughts are taking my time, my energy. But at this time, Lord, I want to let it go. And I open my hand, right? I do this visual experience so I can hear you. Most of the time that I come to God in prayer and Bible study and music, I try to read a special promise that I want to read with you. And just talking about creating space, maybe you need to find a place where you can meet with God. I have a prayer chair, so I sit on that chair for prayer. So create an atmosphere, a place where you can connect with God. The verse that I love to claim before I connect with God is Hebrews 4:16. And here is Hebrews 4:16. And for this series, I am adopting the New Living Translation. So, let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive His mercy, and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. God is inviting you and me to come into His presence. We are welcome. No matter what you have done or no matter what you have not done, what we can say is we can come to God He's waiting for us. And every time we come to Him, He has a special blessing waiting for us. He has a blessing waiting for you, grace, mercy waiting for you. So as we approach God, His voice through the Bible, it is good for us to understand that we are come before His throne. It is important for us to prepare ourselves, to calm, to be still. So every time we are together for this experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, we will have a music, a very peaceful song. It will be very short, 1 minute, that you can somehow connect, relax, pray. Try to be in peace so you can come before God. Along with the song, there's images. Maybe you're watching on Facebook or YouTube. Yes, you can look at images of nature because that helps us as well. At least for me, looking at nature helps to connect with God. And I'll play this 1 minute. And I'll give this time for you to pray, for you to find balance, for you to clear any noise that may be a stumbling block for you to connect with God. And after that minute, I'll pray with you, and then we'll read the portion for the day. And then we'll try to find some lessons for us. There are 7 questions that we are proposing for you to take into consideration every day. I'll share more about that later. But let's take this moment, 1 minute, to prepare ourselves to hear God's voice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is good to be in your presence. It is good to know that you have reserved for us a special blessing. And at this moment, we claim this blessing, Lord. Your mercy, your presence. We want to hear your voice, Lord. So as we study the first 4 verses of the Gospel of Luke, we ask for your direction. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, let's turn now to Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. And our first week, we'll try to understand those 4 verses and key points for us to keep in mind throughout our journey. Many people have set out to write accounts about the events that have been fulfilled among us. They use the eyewitness reports circulating among us from the early disciples. Having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you're taught. And here, verse 4 is our memory verse. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you have, everything you were taught. So here we have important information. We have special accounts being fulfilled. I tell you, not any account, but a special account. We see a report, an investigation, an interview, a process that looks like more an investigation. And maybe that may challenge our understanding of inspiration. Some people understand that inspiration was a process that God dictated, gave word by word to the prophets. But what we can see here is someone that we believe is Luke did an investigation. Based on those verses, we realize that Luke, he was not one of those that saw the facts and the acts of Jesus Christ. So he was doing a research. Interesting that he mentioned an important name here. Someone important. We don't have a lot of information. Theophilus. Maybe he was the sponsor of this work, or even someone that Luke felt the need to share this account. Well, we'll share more about those elements throughout our week. We'll try to understand how this book was put together, who was Luke, what's the purpose. But one thing I want to call your attention here for our first day. And let's go back to verse 4. We read, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Somehow, Luke was trying to provide resources that Theophilus, he could own his own faith. He could have his own faith. Somehow, he had heard about Jesus from other people. Maybe he heard gossips. Maybe he was thought, oh, is that a real or is a myth? But Luke was trying to put an account for him so he could own his faith. Sometimes we don't have our own faith. And what I mean by that, I'm a pastor's kid. I grew up in the church, involved in church activities. And most of the time, I was, let's say, relying on the experience of my parents, of my father. Sometimes our experience with Jesus is based on other people's experience. But Luke was writing this account so Theophilus could have his own experience, his own faith, his own life with God. And here, I want to challenge you to have your own experience. Maybe you have been relying your faith or your experience with God based on your parents, a spouse, your pastor, a book, a TV show. I don't know. And don't get me wrong, those things are not wrong or bad. Even if you go to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, we see the author of Hebrews, that I do believe that was Paul, encouraging the believers to look and try to study and understand the faith of leaders and important people of their time so they could emulate their actions. So, yes, there's value in you seeing the faith of someone, having the reference and the faith of your spouse, parent, pastor, book, I don't know, movie. But those are not supposed to be the priority for you. The priority is for you to have your own faith. And here, I want to encourage you, as you walk to the book of Luke, that you can develop your own walk with God, your own experience with Jesus Christ. This book, this letter, this gospel was put together so someone could have their own faith. And I do believe that this book today can help you to have your own faith. We cannot rely on other people's experience. We need to have our own walk, our own time with God. We need to hear His voice by ourselves. We need to have this direct connection. And that is possible and available. As we read in Hebrews 4:16, God is inviting everyone to have an experience with Him. No matter who you are, no matter what your beliefs, you can have your own experience with Jesus if you allow that to happen. So, why not? And I do believe that this walk, this journey through the book of Luke can help you to develop, to strength, to grow your own faith in Jesus Christ. Every day, we'll try to challenge you to journal or to take notes of the lessons that you are grasping from your reading. We have come up with 7 questions for you to consider, for you to think about it as you meditate on the Word of God. These are the 7 questions. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? I know that sometimes we'll not be able to answer all those questions based on the verses that we'll be reading, but those are, let's say, starting points for you to consider, for you to reflect and meditate upon. But today, on our first walk together, I want to challenge you to have your own experience with Jesus. As our memory verse says for us, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. You need to have your own experience. Well, I hope to see you tomorrow so we can continue this journey together. But before we go, let's bow our heads and let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this first moment together. I don't know where you're taking this project, how this project will impact people, but I do believe that there is power and studying and reflecting in God's Word. Lord, I pray that as we spend time in the book of Luke, that we will develop a relationship with Jesus, an experience. I know there's so many people with a lot of knowledge about Jesus, but knowledge doesn't mean experience. So Lord, we want to experience Jesus. Help us to develop that. Help us share with others what we are learning, what we are reflecting and meditating upon. Bless everyone that is hearing my voice right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us. Tomorrow morning I'll be back so we can study the second aspect. And probably we are studying who was Luke that probably wrote this letter and the book of Acts. And interesting that if we believe that Luke wrote the gospel and the book of Acts, he is the author of the New Testament that wrote the most more than any other in question of quantity, more than Paul and any other. Luke has the most more quantity of writings in the New Testament. But anyhow, we'll be back tomorrow. But don't forget, God desires for you to have your own experience, your own walk, your own faith in Jesus Christ. May God bless you.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.